Our doctor today is Dr. Rachel Ross. Hey, Mama, how you doing, Mama?
Hey, good. Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Hold it down. You don't want to wake up the baby. The baby's asleep.
Thank you. Yes, she is. If you notice, I'm talking with a little bit of a quiet undertone. She is asleep, sleeping, and she's such a doll.
How old?
She will be 4 months on Thursday.
Wow. Congratulations.
Still new. Thank you so much. So,
she
you know,
still
I
have that fresh smell that you know, that, oh, just like a beautiful baby.
Right under her neck there. Yeah. She still feels like that. Yeah, she's such a doll. She goes to work with me every day. She comes to the family clinic, and Gammy sits in the back with her, and I come see her on my lunch break. So such a blessing.
Aww. Dr. Rachel Ross is a sexologist, and she co-hosts on The Doctors, and today's subject is PTSD. And it doesn't only affect war veterans. It is greatly misunderstood mental health condition. First of all, what does PTSD stand for?
PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. And I'm going to have PTSD if I don't stop you for a little bit. I'm no longer, this season, I'm not returning to the doctor, so I do want to get that out there.
Okay.
So, you know, we had 3 great seasons together, and my last season was my last season.
Oh.
However, PTSD, so I had to get that out there so I didn't have any PTSD. PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'm under the impression that that's something that a lot of us are going through right now as we're struggling to understand, you know, how in 2016 we can continue to get treated so poorly and never really see any repercussions for it.
These two cop killers were veterans, and they probably suffered from PTSD.
Absolutely, because when you look at PTSD, and actually in the African-American community and minority communities, we are 20% more likely to suffer from PTSD because of some of the life exposure that we're exposed to. So one of the big things, and this is a recent study that UCLA conducted, one thing is experiencing discrimination due to racial or ethnic or gender problems predisposes you to PTSD. Add on to that a history of violence in the family, and add on to that a history of violence in the community, along with kind of a chronic fear of being injured. So if you take those types of things and put them together in a person who just came back from a war situation...
You got the perfect storm, huh?
You got the perfect, perfect storm.
What about weather? This hot weather, does that contribute to...
There is no study that indicates that hot weather will contribute to it. But my thing is this, if you're sweating too much and you see someone around you pass out and have a bad moment, then that can actually, you know, make it so that you are afraid and fearful of hot weather after that.
So
that's what happens when you have PTSD. You have these ruminating thoughts or thoughts that play over and over in your head. You can become hypervigilant and almost paranoid, trouble sleeping, and just real touchy. Moody.
I'm not trying to be funny, doctor, but is it possible for people who are even, I know they talk about reporters in the war zone, but even people who are reporting on these stories and day after day after day talking about the murders and all of that, is it possible for people who are just tangentially attached to this having some sort of PTSD?
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, and that's why I wanted to make sure that we said that if you have a history of violence in your community and you're witnessing it, not only are people who are replaying it on TV and on their social media kind of traumatizing themselves, but also the kids. You know, what we're not taking into consideration is that every day, if you talk to your cousins, your nieces, and your nephews, a lot of them are losing friends to gun violence, you know, at ages that we didn't have to deal with death.
Mm-hmm.
So that, too, is creating a huge amount of PTSD even among our children, and it goes really unnoticed. And some signs that you can look for is just trouble sleeping, just being really irritable, disconnected, not really engaging in conversations the way that they used to, and the basic things that you would think, you know, something's wrong and I might need to get help. And if that's the situation, I do recommend getting help. There's been a lot of revolutionary treatment for PTSD.
How do you treat PTSD?
The big thing for PTSD is going to be counseling. Now, you know, it's interesting. You know, you'll go to the doctor, and this is bad, you know, but we have a lot of different medications that we throw at PTSD, and we really haven't found one thing that's revolutionized PTSD. But I'll tell you, there is a physician in Illinois who's doing a lot of really cool things. His name is Dr. Eugene Lipoff, and he is taking and injecting kind of a steroid into the part of the ganglion, which is the nerve center, from where some of these emotions stem. And he's getting a lot of really positive response in dealing with PTSD, not just in war veterans, but people who've experienced sexual violence and domestic violence and community-wide violence.
Is weed, can we treat PTSD?
Or is that what people are trying to say that they're treating it with?
Now, anyone who just goes to their friendly weed dealer and buys some marijuana and thinks that they're going to have a medical marijuana experience to treat their PTSD, they might be actually can be counterproductive, because street weed is not the same as what you're buying from the pharmacy when you're in a state that has approved medical marijuana. Yes, there are a lot of studies that are showing that medical marijuana has improved some PTSD, but the problem here is that street weed can actually make you even more paranoid, and now you think everybody's out to get you. And
wow, what's in street weed that's not in medical marijuana?
Well, street weed isn't regulated. So with medical marijuana, we have farms that really put science to action and make sure that it's the right ingredients, because whether we realize it or not, even street weed, there's two different types. You can get one and get sleepy, or you can get one and get really hyped and anxious. So if you're taking the wrong type of street weed, before you know it, you're either sleep or anxious. So if you already have PTSD, you already got anxiety, now you've taken street weed, and now you think that your mama is out to get you. So please,
okay,
if you're suffering from PTSD, don't go the street way. Go through your physician.
All right. You're going to be around for another hour for the
I am.
For the questions?
I am.
646-464. Dr. Rachel Ross.
Until the baby wakes up.
Oh, yeah.